In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The differences between men and women. You know, one of the major problems in marital life that many of men do not understand the needs and the character of a woman, generally. And many women do not understand the needs and the character of being a man. And this, you know, stands for many problems in the marital life. Just knowing which way the men think and which way women think, this will help a lot to resolve many problems between the husband and wife. So it's a serious problem not to know the psychology of the partner. Wife treats her husband the same way she expects him to deal with her, and this is very wrong actually. And also the husband treats his wife as he sees her treating him. So when he is down, he prefers to stay calm and alone and to think it his way. So whenever it comes to his wife, when he found her down, he might think that it's better for her to stay alone and to think it her way. And this is, you know, a fatal mistake. Because actually she needs other things, not just to waiting away from her. You know, you can understand your wife through a friend's talk. Or you can understand many things missing by just communication and talking. Question yourself or the partner. If she forgets your birthday, do you get disturbed? Most of the men will say no big deal. But most of women, this is, you know, kind of serious problem and may end into divorce. If we sat together to listen to some music and to read, do you get disturbed? Most of men will be happy and, you know, enjoying music and reading, but women needs to talk. So this is not joyful for her. If she commented that your clothes are not suitable, do you get disturbed? Most of men, most of them, will take it easily and they can fix their clothes. But when it comes from man to his wife, this means that she is not beautiful and this is a serious problem. So just few simple little things can help in getting together better. The physical differences, you know, they say the ability to move is higher in men. That's the muscles in man are more powerful and more, you know, getting together. So the movement of men are much stronger than any kind of movement in women. But you know, the ability to express and to talk is higher in women. So we should understand this, man towards action and women towards words and talk. And you know, this may stand in many problems with the diet. Because muscles existing in men is more than in women by 50%, and fat percentage in women is higher than in men. So this kind of simple differences between men and women. Another point, you know, men eat with their eyes, while women eat with their ears. Men get excited with vision, but women get excited in any way, you know, by their ears. So this is important difference you should know, that يعني لما الرجل يشوف الترابيزة, إنما woman can enjoy on the phone discussing يعني الأكل والشرب والحاجة. Men needs to have a break more than women. This is very strange, I read it recently. But 15 minutes are enough for him. يعني we get astonished that a wife can stand on her legs for the whole day, walking, washing, cooking, and making things from early in the morning till late at night. No man can do this stuff that continuously. He needs every few hours to have a break. But you know, this kind of break is not many hours. Actually, he needs only 15 minutes to regain his power again. But for a woman, she can continue giving and making effort for the whole day continuously. This, if some wife finds her husband after a few hours wants to sleep or taking a nap, this is a real need. But she, it does not mean that her husband does not need this. The psychological differences are the major differences, you know. I'll go back to the Bible to express some meaning. Let's go to this story in the Bible at Jaffa, Jaffa. There was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and charitable deeds which she did, but it happened in those days that she became sick and died. When they had washed her, they led her in an upper room. And since Lydda was near Jaffa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent to him imploring not to delay in coming to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him to the upper room, and all the widows stood by him weeping, showing the tunics and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all out and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise, and she opened her eyes. Look carefully how the woman expressed their sadness and how men and Saint Peter interfered in the problem. This is the main differences between men and women. Women cried, wept, and memorized good things. So they, showed the tunics and garments which Tabitha was making for them. But for men, they think it, you know, in a practical way. Let's go and ask Saint Peter to come to pray with us. And Saint Peter, when he came, he didn't weep and he didn't show his sharing with the garments and put them away, and he went into the room and prayed and asked Tabitha to arise. So this is a real difference between man is practical, is achievement minded, while woman is memorizing things and emotionally affected by any condition. And this is very essential to complete each other. We need both parties. In all things in our life, we need this emotional part and this active, practical part. And now when he saw Peter, she sat up. Then he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. Most men are target-oriented. Most men. While most women are people-oriented. And this, is a real problem with what to choose while watching TV. When it comes to a movie, romantic movie, wives and mothers and girls are happy seeing romantic movie. But for the boys and for their fathers, what kind of silly movie? Okay, this is real difference between men and women. And also, the success in the heart of a woman is to get her relations tight with her husband, with her kids, with the neighbors, with the relatives, with the family, and this is her utmost success. But for a man, this is not the priority. The achievement, the success in itself, the money making. This kind of thinking is man type. So, most of men tend to compete and accomplish. That's why you can see even the boys like competing in whatever games. While girls and women tend to relationships and interactions. They enjoy sharing, being together, talking together, and this kind of relationships are joyful to women. But for men, they can achieve by themselves. That's why, you know, boys spend more time with the computer generally, because they can speak to the يعني الجهاز and spend time with themselves. But girls like to mingle together and interact more. And this applies to man and wife after years. Also, the reasons for depression or the motive or background of depressions related to the motive in men, the value of work and success. You know, the most affecting negative thing happened to a man is his failure in job or in service or in whatever success. But for women, the value of a relationship and satisfaction of the relationship is the priority. So when you find some man depressed, usually we start asking about his job or service. But when I find any woman depressed, I ask about her relationships. You understand the story? Because she is very much towards relations and he is very much towards achievements. And this is very essential to know. The punishment in the story of Adam and Eve, when you study this, you can see clearly that God, who created man and woman, understand them very good. Because when he punished man, he gave him kind of punishment related to work. فاكرين القصة؟ He told him that earth will not be rewarding as before. You will make hard effort and you struggle much just to earn your living. And the punishment in the story of Eve was related to her relationship with her husband. إلا زوجك يكون اشتياقك وهو يسود عليك. So the relationship now is more important to the wife. Also, in complaining and counseling, man does not feel there is a problem as long as he works and eats. And this is a real major problem in marital relations. Sometimes I invite a couple because they are not living happily and having many problems. Simply I ask the husband, what's the problem? Abuna, there is no problem. While his wife was crying a few years, he feels no problem. There is no problem. We are living happily. Everything is fine. I'm eating good. I'm working hard. I'm gaining money. I'm doing my best to please everybody around. He feels happy because he is achieving. And he is taking his needs physically. This is the major things to a man. While for a woman, feel there is real problem as long as the relationships are deteriorating. Woman speaks in relationships. So she says, I'm not happy. I don't find him. We don't have enough time to talk. Come on. This is not a complaint for a man. He does not give me any gifts. He forgets my birthday. الرجل يبصلها كده من فوق لتحت. What kind of silly you talk about? This is not silly. This is her character. And he does not understand. This is quite important as the importance of his job and service and whatever. When it comes to criticism or encouragement, you know, never ever criticize woman in her look or clothes or motherhood or relationships. And never ever criticize man in his achievement. Because this is, you know, a real hurting criticism. But if you tell any man, you look older, he will not be sad. That's fine, okay, agreed. But if you say to a woman, you look older, she may kill you or kill herself. So this is kind of fatal mistake. This is important to know. Look how the story of David went, now this present which your maid servant, you know, فاكرين القصة دي بتاعة أبيجايل, has brought to my lord, let it be given to the young men who follow my lord. She was speaking to David, okay? Please forgive the trespass of your maidservant, for the Lord will certainly make for my lord an enduring house. Look to the sentences. I want to show you how a woman can succeed to please a man, to encourage a man. How a wise woman can encourage a man. Look how many times she used the word Lord. Okay? يا سيدي. حاجات اللي تعجب الرجالة دي. Because my Lord fights the battles of the Lord, and evil is not found in you throughout your days. Yet a man had risen to pursue you and seek your life, but the life of my Lord shall bound in the bundle of the living with the Lord your God, and the lives of your enemies he shall sling out as from the pocket of a sling. And it shall come to pass when the Lord has done for my Lord according to all the good that he has spoken concerning you and has appointed you ruler over Israel. She focused on his relationship with God, because this is very essential to add to David, and his power as Lord, as future king, okay, his achievements before and after, and this all very important points. And she was praising him, not because he was pure before, that he should not go killing this man, although this man hurted him because of his achievement, of his reputation. This will be no grief to you, nor offense of heart to my Lord, either that you have shed blood without cause, or that my Lord has avenged himself. But when the Lord has dealt well with my Lord, then remember your maidservant. Then David said to Abigail, blessed is the Lord God of Israel, who sent you this day to meet me. He was very angry. He was going to kill a man who hurted him. But this woman, by few sentences, could make him happy. She could encourage him and divert his way, and now he's happy, he's simple, he went back and everything went fine, because she is wise. She knew quite well what men needs, what men likes to hear. Men likes to hear words of respect. Men likes to hear that they are good in their achievements. Men likes to hear that they are good in their thinking, vision, targets, thoughts. Women likes to hear words of compliment about their clothes, their choices, their cooking, their body, their relationships. This is very essential. So remember how to criticize or encourage your partner. Blessed is your advice, and blessed are you, blessed you have kept me this day from coming to bloodshed and from avenging myself with my own hand. This is the way any wife should help her husband to change to the better. This is the way. Although he was wrong at that time, he was bad. He was very angry, he was going to kill somebody away from the Lord. But she could succeed in her mission, and she helped him to go back to his spirituality. By few words, but very wise way to encourage. Also, you know, مشكلة العزومات, the problem of invitations and special occasions. A common mistake of men, that they invite their friends to spend the night or to come for dinner, and he forgot to tell his wife. By the way, before the dinner comes, a few hours before, by the way, I invited tonight the couple of... She shouted at him, what the hell are you doing? Because he considered that just the invitation is his part. And he did it very well. He invited the people. But for her, people coming to her house, they should see the house very clean, very tidy, and the table very good, and the cooking was perfect. This is her interest. But he does not understand these interests. He does not think this way. So encourage and do not criticize the man for his work and his opinion and his responsibility. الثلاثة دول مهمين أوي للراجل. Please encourage your husband in his work for his opinion and his responsibility. These three major parts in him are the motives of self-confidence, are the powers of a man. And encourage your wife, do not criticize, for her appearance, her relationships, and her home. This is her life. This is the center of her focus for her interest. Also, when dealing with pressures, men prefer to withdraw and go to their empty box, to silence, and to just thinking. This is quality of a man. Man, when he has many stresses in his work, in his service, he likes to stay alone for some time, to have a good sleep, to walk away by himself. When his wife try hardly to share him the pressure at that time, she's doing very wrong. This is not right at that time. This is the quality of a man. To have better communication, please let your husband some time alone. But never ever do the same with your wife, because far different. For a wife, she likes to talk, she likes to cry, she likes to open up her heart. So give her the chance to cry, talk, walk, and open up. This is very essential for a woman. It looks like exactly the reverse. For a man, the usual reaction of a man is to withdraw at pressures for some time, you know. And the usual reaction of a woman to talk. She needs to talk. That's why many women are seeking some partner to talk to. If they do not find their husband, they think of others. And you know, many husbands get angry because his wife is talking much to her mom. It's your problem. You do not give her enough time to talk to you. She is talking much to her sister. You did not give her enough time to talk to you. She is not satisfied. She needs some other part. Thank God it comes to a mother or a sister or father of confession. Other differences, the emotional differences. Go back to the story of the resurrection. Now, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices. Look how they think. Look how they react. Okay? That they might come and anoint him. Anoint our Lord Jesus Christ, because he died. He is in there too. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, Sunday, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen, and they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" I have a question now. If these women were men, what would they do? They would never think of the spices and anointing. They would think only of who will move the stone. You understand the difference? Those women, they bought the spices and they went early in the morning. And by the way, who will move the stone? Come on, women. This is very serious. كل اللي بتعملوه ملوش معنى لأنه the stone is there. But you know, God considered their emotions and respected their emotions. And he moved the stone for them. Because many men do not respect the emotions in women. This is very essential. God respected their emotional drive and they did not think it properly. And they went to the tomb thinking that we do not have the solution for this problem, but God had. They said among themselves, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And remember afterwards, when they went back to the disciples saying that Lord is risen, the disciples, all what they did, they ran to see, just to see whether their words are right or wrong. They didn't even enjoy the good news. They couldn't. No, they want to touch, they want to see. So women are emotionally driven, but men are usually minded, more intellectually driven. Also, in the upbringing of how to bring up your children, men are more logical and analytical. Men are more logical and analytical in their tarbiyah. Women get more moved and sympathetic than men. That's why we can find aggression in men with their kids more than the aggression of women toward their kids, because they sympathize more. Fathers would think it by mind only that this boy deserves so and so, but a mother will think by her heart more. So give him another chance. Love language. You know the book of Languages of Love. I wish all of you read this book. They put like five languages of love. The language of words, good words, the language of touches, the language of gifts, the language of quality time, and the language of actions. So words, time, quality time, touches, gifts, and acts. For a man, respect is the most needed thing by a husband from his wife. Respect is the first language of a man. When you respect, when you show respect to your husband, he feels satisfied and he thinks how to please you. When you show all languages of love, touching, good words, gifts, and you do not show respect, enough respect, he, as if he did not listen to you. He did not understand your language. So respect for a man is the first language. Words, gifts, and touches are first language for a woman. A time and touch are the first language for a child. So it's important to know what language we speak. You know, there is an international language like smiling. Just smiling to anybody, if he is Chinese or African or whatever, he will understand you by your face. So there are many languages of love we can express, and we shouldn't ignore any of them. But we should also know what exactly the language of my partner. For most men, respect, showing respect by all means, is the first one. Tenderness, kindness, showing love is more needed thing by a wife from her husband. Also, in the emotional differences, women read people much better than men. This is essential, actually, and I feel it with my wife usually, that her opinion after few weeks or months or years, usually in evaluating people around, is much more correct than mine. So women tends to read people or evaluate men better than men. Men evaluate matters faster than women. Most of men can calculate faster than women. عشان كده بيتغاظوا من الستات لما يلخبطوا في الحساب. إنما men can easily analyze and calculate. This is kind of men character. Women can calculate and evaluate people more than matters. So we need each other. The maturity of men and women is related to the proper evaluation of people and things. How do you evaluate things and how do you evaluate people? Details usually draws women attention, but men preferred a general overview. When we go out of the room now, any wife can tell her husband, Fulan was wearing this color. I'm that sure that her husband ما شافش خالص اللون. I'm that sure that men couldn't see the colors and مين لابس قميص مين لابس بدلة. He couldn't see it. But I assure you that all women could see it. I mean, that this is a real difference. The details and things are more women character, but the overview are men. So we need each other. For any successful project, we need the overvision, and also we need the good details. For the worry. The worry, thoughts and feelings, men put their thoughts and feelings in separate drawers. I mean, as a man, there is a drawer for service, a drawer for the kids, a drawer for the family, a drawer for the car, a drawer for the expenses, a drawer. This is me. But for my wife, there is no drawers. Actually, there is only one closet. And this is a major problem. You understand what's major here? If any of these aspects affected, the whole closet is disturbed. But for me, I have only one problem concerning the service. It's only in one drawer, I can put it off. But other drawers are steady and fine. So although I have some problem in my work, but still everything else are fine. But for her, if she has any problem with even her family, or my family, or her neighbor, or the car, the whole closet is disturbed. So that's why women tends to worry more, because any single simple thing disturbed may disturb the whole life. And this is essential to understand, because men sometimes do not respect the words of their wives, and they do not, and they can easily say, come on, this is kind of one point, why don't you ignore? She cannot. You can, but she cannot. Simply, she cannot put it like in a drawer. This is not her being. You as man can do it. Also, in the spiritual differences, St. Paul was saying, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away, for of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women. Why didn't he say gullible men? Because this is more common. Gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Because women tends to react spiritually, not by knowledge, but by heart emotions. Men tends to react spiritually, most of men, tends to react spiritually by the knowledge. Most of the men, when they attend any sermon, they want to get new ideas, new knowledge. But most of women attending any sermon, any service, they need to feel some sort of happiness and enjoyment the relationship with God. They do not wait for more informations to get in. You understand the difference? Spiritually, men like to know more. So even spiritually, they need to intellectually to deepen their knowledge in God. Women tends to deepen their feelings with God. Both are needed, you know, but I'm telling you some of the differences. That's why when deviation comes, any kind of deviation away from the orthodox way, women tends to be gullible, and you know, they can led easily away, because they, although they learn the truth, they do not come to the truth. فهمين يعني يتحركوا بمشاعرهم أكثر. That's why many of the charismatic movements, you can see the congregation mostly women, and also these men are following this emotional leadership, are شوية psychologically not very stable. لا wait a minute. I do not say men never feel, and I do not say women do not understand, do not think. No. I'm saying what's more inside each party. You understand? Men thinks more than feels. Women feels spiritually more than thinks. No, he was saying about some of the women, bad women in this country. No. He aside. No. Not generally. He was talking to his disciple Timothy, and Timothy was a bishop, and he had some problem in Ephesus, and many of the women were deviating away from the way of God. So this is not generally. The impact of the mind and logic is higher in men. The psychological and emotional effect is higher in women. Okay? Look, finally, I should say, husband, you need your wife. If you understand the differences, you will say clearly, definitely I need my wife. I need her detailed thinking. I need her evaluation of people around. I need her warm feelings. I need her romantic touches. And women, definitely you as a wife, you need your husband. You need his overvision. You need his deep thinking. You need his practical way of life. You need him. That's why God created man and woman. Thank you.